This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Yeah, consent is very important, ladies and gentlemen.
Now I feel like I got to watch it again.
Yeah. You know what? What I'll have you do is I'll log in right here. You watch it and answer the questions real quick. It's because I'm concerned about
maybe,
your
maybe
ability.
That's why I got a 40% on my first test.
Yeah. I feel like you need to watch it again and just fill in the answers. It might say my name, but it's just because I care enough about you. All right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atatula on a football Friday. We are gearing up for Texans at Patriots Sunday. Super excited about this. And of course, as always with any of these things, we sell games on stars. We sell games on the leads, the principals, as I like to call them, right? You have C.J. Stroud versus Drake May. You have Nick Caserio returning to his old stomping grounds. You have D'Amico Ryans, a defensive head coach, facing off against a newer defensive head coach in Gerard Mayo. But Lopez, it seems like for you, you think this might be less about the stars in this one.
Well, I mean, the stars have to produce, but I think it's about the character actors. And let me explain that, because, you know, the people that can do their job and have to do their job to make this movie work, you know.
How belabored can we have this metaphor ultimately being by the end of the
segment?
I can
do it for 4 hours.
Okay. Let's see. Big picture on this one. Get involved with the program on the YouTube, on the Twitch, and then also text in 713-572-4610. Sprinkle in your Hollywood magic to this segment that we're doing.
I'll intertwine character actors.
It's going to be a tortured-ass metaphor
actually,
by the end
actually
of this.
Actually, I won't. But this segment, I think, it's about, like, okay, Joe Mixon, if he plays, I think he is. Some people don't. You don't.
I'm not certain on that one.
If he plays, Sean Pender.
Sean also letting you
waving
know
that his hand
on the record once again. I don't think he's going to play.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Okay. Anywho.
And that was a cameo.
That's a character actor right there. That's a character
actor. Howard. Howard's brother who plays 5-minute roles in about 8 jillion movies.
Exactly. So even if it's not Joe Mixon, let's say it's Damian Pierce or Cam Akers or whomever.
Right.
That's going to be the story. But the character actors, the ones that are going to really carry this scene, see, I did it again, is the offensive line. You know, we talk about the offensive line, but if whether it's Mixon or whomever has a big game, it's going to be, wow, what a great game he had. I don't know. We already know it's not going to happen without these guys, because they've tried it with other running backs. Joe Mixon had a great day the first day, but I thought we also all agreed the offensive line looked the best it has this season in game one. It wasn't just Joe Mixon. We're talking about, oh, look at Kenyon Green.
Yeah, we were fawning over Kenyon Green.
Yeah, look at what Juice Scruggs is just getting to that other level, just plastering dudes. So it's about that. And now let's go down to the other big star, I don't know if you mentioned this one or not, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I probably should have mentioned that, right? Yeah. He steps up into what we imagine is the wide receiver one role in that situation. It's why you bring him here is to have that level of impact, and so he's going to have that. He is going to be a headline star. He moves from a featured regular, to now he is a star on the show.
Yeah, but how good is Stephon Diggs going to be is if Xavier Hutchinson doesn't step into Nico Collins' role and at least shows some productivity and maybe even able to, you know, to take some attention away in the middle of the field or down the sideline or whatever it may be. So Xavier Hutchinson, the character actor, has to be able to carry his load for Stephon Diggs to thrive. There's another one.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that that's an interesting one because that one feels a lot more like that role being divvied up, right? Mm-hmm. That character being represented by multiple actors within this, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That is Xavier Hutchinson handling some of this and Tank Dell taking on a little bit more of that responsibility from what Nico Collins did. But then I also wonder if any other folks are going to get involved, if the tight ends get some of the things, especially the Nico Collins that likes finding spaces in the zones and just kind of sitting in there and giving C.J. Stroud a nice, easy target.
Yeah.
If the tight ends maybe don't exhibit some of those things, and if you don't necessarily get, if Joe Mixon plays or if, you know, whoever of the pass catching backs end up in that space, some of them out of the backfield, right? I think that you might be able to spread some of that responsibility out so that that role is now inhabited not just by one single person in Nico Collins, where Xavier Hutchinson carries a good amount of it, but then also some of these other guys get a little bit of something to eat off of it.
I totally agree, but they know Dalton Schultz and what he's done in the first five games. They know the threat that is Tank Dell. If they don't have to worry about Xavier Hutchinson as much because he's not producing, then it affects all them, but especially Stephon Diggs. All right, another one. We talk about the edge rushers. We had Andy Kalu on talking about how they're going to come in bunches. You know, we've talked about Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, and maybe they're going to get to eat against a rookie quarterback and all the pressure they're going to bring and all that. Well, the interior defensive line has been collectively the star of pressure on quarterbacks this year.
Okay.
And tackles for losses.
That's right. So we need to invert those roles, is what you're saying?
Well, no, what I'm saying is if they can't continue that, it gets a lot tougher for Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter on the edges.
Yeah, and this feels like a game in which contain becomes factors back in again, right? We've had that conversation multiple times this season, right? You have Anthony Richardson week one. You have Caleb Williams week two. I guess maybe not necessarily Trevor Lawrence in that way, but you talk about obviously the same thing when you have Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Multiple times this early portions of the season, you had the conversation of don't let that quarterback beat you with his legs.
Yeah.
And it feels like the Patriots went from statuesque quarterback to another guy who has a little mobility. And one of the things that we talk about with young quarterbacks that have mobility is, oh, they're going to abandon the pocket earlier than they want to. So, like, making sure that you punish him for that tendency and not let him be able to get out and use his legs to make the game easier. So, 100%. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that adds to what's happening here with the defense.
And then the last one for me that I think is crucial is, we don't know if... I mean, how do you feel about Jimmy Ward and Kamari Lassiter playing in this game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob.
Like, I feel like when you're looking at, particularly Kamari is the one that gets me, because you don't have, or like, the depth when it comes to cornerback, I want to say this as kindly as I possibly can, has not been something that I have touted. That's not really been that, you know, that anything to really write home about.
Right.
You know, and so now you might find yourself in a place where you have to have that. Hell, you've been playing with two cornerbacks, right? Mm-hmm. You have a slot cornerback almost, I'm not going to say entirely, because you don't necessarily have many people that can fit into that role. But also, I mean, I know that you wanted to have something special for Jalen Petrie that fits his capabilities as kind of this linebacker, high safety, hybrid type player, which that kind of nickel role does. But I think that now do you have a guy that can come out and play on the outside corner, particularly as well as Kamari Lassiter has? And what is that drop off? Does that now allow an escape valve for Drake May, who, you know, is coming in looking for easy answers, right? When you have a guy who is having a debut, or at least like a starter's debut, because I know that he's done a little mop up duty early on in this season.
Very little, to be honest.
Very little.
Yeah.
But like, you want to make this, you want to make it so there's no easy answers. And that's any week, but particularly with a guy like that, because if there's no easy answers, he's liable to make big mistakes that you can capitalize on.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if, you know, is it D'Angelo Ross? Is it MJ Bryant? Is it like, there's a lot of names I could throw out there, Kadarius Holman. But I don't know if those are guys that you're going to see step in and play to the level that Kamari Lassiter has, give you opportunities at turnovers and those types of things. I'm very intrigued by that, especially because I don't know. We can't be certain.
We don't
miss
even
the first 2 days of practice on the week if Kamari's going to play.
We don't even know who those character actors are going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be Miles Bryant, like you said.
But it might also be an opportunity for a breakout star.
Kadar Holman, you know, Bryant, and then at safety.
Desmond King's still in there.
Is MJ Stewart going to play? So what I'm saying is, like, we're going to be sitting here on Monday, you know, hopefully, you know, it's going to be, you know, a very, you know, pretty straightforward win and nice and comfortable and all that. But if these, it's only going to be that if these other elements of the game set up these stars to have the kind of game that we think they could have.
Yeah. Someone came in texting, I appreciate you guys. One of the things I love about like radio listeners is that y'all buy in.
Yeah.
y'all love the bit. So I appreciate you coming strong here from the 832 on the text line. Again, 713-572-4610. They said, I need the O-line to be Denzel Washington in training day.
I could live with that.
Now, what part?
I was like, where are we going there? I'm very interested in that setup here. But, I mean, look, I need them to find some level of dominance for
them.
Especially against, look, a Patriots D-line that I think can be taken advantage of. They're not stuffing runs at a high rate. They're, you know, allowing a decent amount of efficiency when it comes to running the football. Like, this is an opportunity for you to be able to make something shake in a place that you have not been all that great at.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things that we always talk about is how demoralizing being able to run the football is.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't this week, I do wonder when you actually will get that happening. And I'm not trying to say that. I mean, look, the Patriots, when I think of...
No, like, you are 100% right.
When I think of the stars there... Christian Gonzalez is the star there. Ain't no other stars when it comes down to it, at least not in my estimation. And it feels like, the offensive line has an opportunity to come out and impose their will here against a team and break them in some ways. And especially in the run game, if you can't get up and impose your will here, then
that's
no
matter who's in the backfield.
I have questions as to where we're going.
We might be sitting here, you know, let's say Joe Mixon does play and say, okay, they're going to be better, you know, this week. I don't know about that. You know, I don't know about that. They have to produce on the offensive line. They do need to be. Which Denzel would it be, Figgy?
No, I'm saying which Denzel in training.
That's what I'm saying. Which Denzel in training?
Like, is he trying to put cases on all you players? Like
shoe program. Yeah, man.
Is he coming in with a fake warrant or what was that? Subpoena, whatever was?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Is he doing that type of stuff? Is he dodging bullets?
I kind of want Equalizer, Denzel. I just want this to be, I want it to be a problem, right?
Well, but he's no character actor. He's a star.
No, exactly. No, that's right. But yeah, character actor, star. I need them to be effective. I need them to get the job done. I need to have positive. I need 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
Type performance.
Was it the Equalizer when he had the gun put up to him and then he
and he flipped it? Yeah, he flipped it on him real quick.
Whoa. Oh yeah, that's the one they want.
I'll take that.
That's the one they want.
Exactly. You think this is the weak spot? Oh no, I'm somebody call an ambulance.
Said, but not for me. Flip the gun right back to you.
Whoa. No, it's so weird because I feel like this is going to be a relatively straightforward game for the Texans.
I do too.
I really do. But those little things, you know, and I'll go ahead and finish the segment. You're saying the word again, the term again. Those character actors,
yeah,
huge. And I keep going back to, you know, the offensive line, I think, is the overarching one.
That's a big one for sure.
The subtle one for me that's very important. And we heard, you know, Bobby Slowick talking about him yesterday specifically.
And we'll talk more about Bobby.
And
as well.
It's Xavier Hutchinson. Yeah, we're gonna talk about Bobby. I caught a vibe with Bobby that wasn't exactly comfortable. But either way, Xavier Hutchinson to me is the guy that just produced enough to draw that attention, to be a threat, and to open up Stephon Diggs for what I think could be a big game for Stephon Diggs.
Somebody said the Denzel from everything besides the last 20 minutes.
No, that's facts, man. Yeah.
They said in the last 20 minutes, they need to be Ethan Hawke. Okay, very good. From the 361, I need Daniil and Will to be grown man versions of the Bash Brothers from the Mighty Ducks. Get some hype and scare some people and have fun. Yeah, well, that's one thing that it does seem like this team. Yeah, the fun quotient could go up. It seems like they have a lot of fun, but I think the fun quotient on this team goes up if they're nailing what they do.
Yes.
You could tell that they are burdened in some ways by knowing that they're not existing in the fullness of their potential and what they believe they're themselves capable of doing.
Yes.
And I think that this team would feel a lot more free if they're like, okay, now we're nailing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not shooting ourselves in the foot. Now we are doing what we need to do. We're winning on first and second down.
Yeah.
Right? We are not allowing teams to run the football and come out in the third quarter and establish themselves. We are dominating, right? And so I think that ends up being even more fun if you get to that space. So, yeah, they would have. I would like to see them have fun in this.
I thought listening to all the coordinators, again, we're going to talk about Bobby Slowick specifically, but I thought listening to all the coordinators yesterday, they were very pretty transparent about exactly what you said.
Wait, what exactly made you change from very to pretty?
Because there was more subtlety in how they said it.
Okay, very good.
But like all the things, like you can sense the vibe from the coordinators, like, yeah, we haven't been what we thought we've been. I don't know if you caught that, but like from Frank Ross to Matt Burke,
yeah,
and especially Bobby Slowick, they, you know, all these things that we've been saying, that fans have been saying, that outsiders, you know, covering the National Football League nationally have been saying, they know that. Like, no, you know, even though D'Amico kind of really tries to, you know, put a positive thing on,
absolutely,
a spin on everything.
Absolutely.
I thought the coordinators all were like, yeah, this is the week. We got to get it going.
Man.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So the stars, the character actors, all of it's got to come together for victory.
Yeah.
And look, I think we're going to be style pointing a little bit here. Like, if there's not, if this feels
that's
like
what
a game
you also
style
caught
point,
up on, caught on.
But I think it's less about style point, and I'll bring it back to, I think it's about process. If you are doing what you do well, in fact, I don't remember who it was specifically, mm-hmm, that was saying it, but just to basically, it was D'Amico, where it's like, look, basically, if you, it's not about what, mm-hmm, they're doing over there. And I don't know if that's, you know, some of that's just general,
yeah, it was D'Amico,
all the way across to, hey, do what you're supposed to do, handle your business. But I think that might be a little bit more particular to these Patriots, where the Patriots aren't who we're competing against. The, mm-hmm, Texans are who we're, if we handle our business, that them over there, they'll get handled.
No, there's a message in that building, I can promise you, especially after listening to all these guys yesterday. Be better. We've got to be better at what, you know, in how we perform, how we look, style points, whatever you want to call it. Absolutely. 100%.
All right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday. We're just getting going as we get ready for Texans Patriots on Sunday. But coming up next, is there any way, and we are being a little too easy about this, is there any way this could be a trap game? And somebody just texted in asking about how this run game situation comes together, especially with the running backs. Let's talk about all of that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.